Happy Mashuja Day, Dylan.
Happy Mashuja Day, Joy. When is Shuja really? I think I'm missing what I'm saying. Sorry, where's Shuja?
Unaongea nini jumia hata nikawa sikuelewi tena?
Hey, unajua by the...
What is Shuja? I do not know what Shuja is.
Shuja is a hero. Suddenly may explain the synonym, but don't judge me.
Judge me not. Anyway, October iko na ma holidays kadhaa.
Oh my god.
Tumetoka ingine last week.
I was so surprised KCB na nitumia. Ati ho, dear customer, we will not be on service tomorrow because of that.
What holiday?
Kwa nasikia ni happy utamaduni. Mi literally.
Ati utamaduni. Uzo so huduma. Kwani ilitolewa hiyo huduma?
Kamekuwa na kitu kama huduma. Eh. I was like, I think maybe then I'm like, naelewa differently. Maybe it is utamaduni.
Utamaduni, anyway, we don't
want to get... Don't celebrate the culture, dances, anything.
Anyway, happy Mashuja Day. Unafanyanga nini during the nini?
During the holidays.
During the holidays as an unemployed citizen.
I just sleep because what I do before the holiday must be hell of a thing.
Are you lying? What do you do? Rather than walk into your father's house, sleep, eat, and go back to school.
You haven't understand me. As in,
since
tomorrow is a holiday, so mostly the day before that holiday, I make sure I just partied enough.
You've done what?
No, oh my god.
You've number seven enough.
Number seven. But this was so long. Can number seven?
Lakini tumewacha hiyo shughuli. Mimi last weekend has shown me things that I don't want. Unajua last episode ulikuwa umeiwacha pia. Unaachanga kila episode.
Joy, enemies of progress.
Unaiwachanga every single episode.
Literally, but now I am in my day one of sobriety journey.
Uh-huh. How is it? How does it feel?
3 weeks of the journey.
How does it?
I managed the 3 weeks, so I am a hero. How does it? Day one has been so good. I thank God. I thank my mother.
You thank yourself.
I thank myself for just taking this. For just understanding myself and deciding to take this part of my journey, hoping for the best.
Eh, but all the best, because me, I know where. Me, by then, I had gone a full month. You can't tell me anything.
Oh my god, a full month.
I had gone a full month.
Where was this full month? The mashuguli liko imekoweka.
Nilikuwa busy. It's just that I was busy. Plus, umsoto. I didn't have money.
Brokenness, no,
in a can show you things.
A good thing to humble me, by the way.
And no matter squeezy.
Can humble me.
Squeezy, how we number seven?
Number seven, squeezy, no, na nga to him.
There's
that lady who used to serve us.
Ah, yeah, I remember
with
her.
With the shaved hair.
Uh-huh.
Usually, aki niyo nga usikili kuta ganyoba, niko tila sa sasa. Leo kuji. Squeezy, tena, alikwana niyambi yaga, those days, leo kuji, squeezy, ato tila sa, na umenda sana.
kidogo, na hauko ulihama
machu. Kidogo, hata wacha kukutalamia.
Kwa sababu wewe ni, wewe uko part of the guest list.
Literally, ngekwa ni mimi neza wana nika labda, unaye nika labda, nipata mbina
pastures. Bezingine.
Napata bezingine.
Ni kama mimi nikikuwa na, like the place I used to do my hair, ni somewhere around here. So squeezy, juzi yame ni unananywele ingine. Na niza,
Oh, seeing that man, to when your baba.
Sees you with a new cut. Anyway. Another Thursday, another pod date. My name is Kemei.
And my name is Dylan.
Yes, another round for Dylan. Umepotea manze, where have you been?
For appearing on the show, man.
Wewe tu drum rolls and out after Kanisa. Please, we don't do that here. Here we are a classic and a unique and an exclusive podcast. We do not do that here.
What's my drum rolls in the
Kanisa.
Well, just how we your episode to my show, Josie.
Oh, dry jokes. Nimeanza kwa Taichan. Ninatoa my dry jokes.
Lakini jokes za Taichan. Ni bamaga jana kwa me explain.
Oh,
like atu ana unaganika tuwezi get ama like ni kama kwa kupa ile joke ya demo adredi like demana akona dreadlocks.
Itabidi umeanza ku explain. Itabidi ume explain just yele.
Itabidi me.
Ama I'm the problem.
No, you're not the problem. Let me explain. No, get me nyali. Explain. Are you getting me?
No, you lost me.
Sips water.
Sips wine. Oh no, sobriety.
Oh,
sobriety.
Usitumana shetani, please.
Anyway, but tuambie umeshinda aje, umepotelea wapi? How has October been for you? It's been mental health.
The last time I was here was September.
Yeah, you were here in September. Ah, umepotea wanze. Pesa wewe.
Days run so fast. I know it's poverty. When you're broke, oh. Otherwise I've been good.
Mm-hmm.
Been faring well.
Mm-hmm.
Just kungangana na hii town, kungangana na hii maisha. October's been fine. Hey, I'm happy October started so well.
How do you... Hey!
It's saying now, ni kama napumua to do.
Kai, why? Are you my friend?
Like,
you know, show me your ways.
You know, September nasko na, like, nilikuwa na scared na ishiwa na kupumua. Like,
kupumua do, ama
mtumani. Like, kupumua breath. You know when you're broke? When you're broke, unamwanga na kichu, unamwanga na kukasirisha.
Unapatua, unapanikata.
Like, unamwanga na aduki, ato ungeni ungelesha na unatu, inyo unanikasirisha tu.
Uh-huh.
But when you have money, peace of mind, you're so happy. But they can't tell when Dylan is so happy.
I'm
so
telling happy. You, Dylan has started glowing. Ito naona ni kama, did you lipa ka makeup when coming here?
Oh my God, you stole.
Anyway, but you go serious. I like September, I like October because of how much holidays it has.
Oh, literally.
Eh, manzi,
umekat. But you know it doesn't have a lot, it's just...
But ziko kadha, ni kunemie, kuna boyfriend's day. Oh,
I mean,
oh, you can't.
We had ili nipita, but I think ili kona yona jioni.
Ulipostiwa.
What is boyfriend's day?
What is posting?
What is posting? I think,
Let me not laugh.
Joe, I don't even know what you're talking about. Me, I just saw that day and I was like, oh.
This is nice, must be a nice day.
These days are days, what are people doing on days like this?
Eh, watu wanapostiwa huku nje, and then there is you. And then there is you, my friend. Anyway, guys.
Chira usemanga, kama unipei pesa, uweze nipea stress.
Hey, after, lakini si tumemchangia do juzi. As the online community, those kutoa pesa lakini many online community.
Okay, you have a lot of problems.
What mental problems?
I mentioned problems when it's like...
It's an underrated word.
It's underrated even our that word. I don't know when it's suffering from... And as a kutuwa social media, apologize leo venya metufanya jana, metutuka na jana. Alie, tomorrow, mwakesha kuzileza. We umbo!
But unajua, I also want to say that, I think that he's doing that to seek attention. To get like our attention. Unaona how wasani hupu stunts.
Yes.
Mm, so I think he's trying to do that. And he's doing a good job at it because we're always on his, for you.
Probably he knows how to get our attention. And that's... what he's aiming at. But Tasa, you know, a good dancer knows when to leave the stage.
Very
true.
He already has a celeb. He's time as...
He's so celeb.
Keep on making the headlines for you to remain there. For you to remain there. Unaona kama Aziad, every single day on Twitter, she's always trending. I do not know why. Utapata kwa top 10.
No, I think even Kenyans grew up.
No. No, actually...
Because I think the last time I saw her trending mostly was Ilesiku...
Chira Alim...
Tusi. And then before that, ni Ilesiku Kiatu. Yake ilikuwa inafana na Kiatu ya Ababu na Mwamba.
Oh, your issue.
Your converse issue. At times I want to be a celeb, but deep down I don't want to be a celeb. Like, a nostalgic feeling.
I get you what you're saying, but may feel like you can...
You want to be a celeb, you have to grow a thick skin.
Growing
that thick skin, you have to go through a lot.
We've had that conversation before, I remember. As a journalist student.
But na celeb, in as much as napige shows zangu, unaona venye mkuru kuwa. Unaona sina bad energy or bad vibes from me.
Na huku wamepitia juu watu humongelesha shit iliyo on YouTube comments. Sijui nilisikia wapi.
Negative ya mkuru.
Nimewahi ona kuna...
Nilona juzo tu venye Nairobi gossip alikuwa amempost kuna mtako zile za asa undo unani unatuwekea huku.
Hadi Kibe ashaisema ati something kuhusu mkuru. I'm forgetting what it was.
Hmm.
But he once said, and I think yeye hawapei chance ya ku... Like, hataenda... I repost the video aji explain. Yeah, yeah, I pay your energy.
Yeah.
Mm. Exactly. Same thing to Nameless na Wahu. Ushai waskia?
None.
Hey, those people are just...
You can't imagine both are musicians.
Imagine all four of those years. Nameless since he was CG 19. Anyway, mapenzi wewe. Walai. Ah, no, she's young. She's like 17, 16. Oh, no, Joanie, 20 something, please.
We know you guys are 2 or 3.
2 or 3 for who? Nimemaliza engineering na nilizaliwa 2 or 3.
I know, hey, ulisamara kwa wesi nile uli primary school yako nile akukilea mkono hivi kwa kichwa kaina shika masikio. You're promoted to me sana alienda.
Guys, I cannot take this in. I cannot take this in anyway.
Today's please.
But then unajua nilienda shule na 2.5 years.
You see?
I went to school with 2.5 years, but it's because also our school,
but we had... was a teacher?
No, it's because I think they wanted to go back to their life. Okay. So, wakona, iki kita tsumbwa, ibu kaende shule.
Little my friends, who does the same, uh-huh. Their parents, maybe their mother was a teacher.
Oh.
So, mama yake akoziliza, nenike meida, awachatu nene na ye
shule,
kamwache pale.
Oh, and then another reason is in coast studies, nini pre-unit is 4 years.
Okay.
So you see, ukienda, ukienda ukiwa 4 years, utamaza pre-unit ukiwa 8 years. Juni, baby class, KG1, KG2, KG3.
Yeah.
So unaona, you have to go mapema. Last year, utakuwa 18 na uko. Class 8. Anyway, on to today's topic. I hope you guys are well. Mimi pia niko fiti. Thank you for not asking Dylan. Mimi pia nimekuwa fiti. October has been taking me well, and I hope nyi pia mmekuwa fiti and happy Mashujaa Day. So today's topic, we're going to be talking about I don't want to say polygamy, but something in that sense. So today's topic is inspired by a conversation I had with a friend of mine, and he was saying that you see how women always want a man who's a provider, a protector. Benjamin Hicks usema the previous generation, like our grandfathers.
This generation, women want a man.
Women who want that, a man who will be like their grandfathers.
Yeah.
But they also want a man who will go to the kitchen and cook.
Yeah.
They also want a man who will change the navy.
Like they have like a man who can do more.
Yeah.
A man, yeah.
Yeah, 50-50 on the duty than but not 50-50 on the provision.
Yeah.
So
not 50-50 but 100% on the provision.
Yeah. So do you think that, let's just start with that.
Provision.
You as a man, what should a woman expect from you? You being someone's boyfriend, are you the 19th century man mwenye ana provide afanye kila kitu na wewe kazi yako ni kusubmit na kuka home, or are you this kind of a man who you, let's just go 50-50, the 21st century man, which one?
The 19th century man.
Walai, heri mdema kai chini home, I will provide, will protect, will proceed, will do everything.
You know more. Is this now? Actually, this let me say that, Nico. Katikati.
No, you need to choose a stand.
If I take the stand of the 19th century man, I wouldn't allow my wife at your coming area to kwa nyumba.
And I'm going to provide.
Yeah, and I'm going to provide. And maybe she has a way she can also provide. There's a time.
Venye babangu alikuwa na job. So alikuwa naambia mamangu ati abaki home ati sasa akuwa na chunga mali za home. Now although my mom was she was a salaried woman by then, alikuwa under TSC, anamwambia abaki home. Anamwambia abaki home sasa ati akai home tu atakuwa ndiye atakuwa analeta everything. But sasa I was thinking that doesn't make sense. You have also your needs. Like a man, nini.
But you know, as a 19th century man, you're doing, you're providing everything.
100. But the 19th century man, there was akukuwa na vitu za kama. But no, the currency was not hard. The life was not hard like it is right now. That's why Joe wishing in kuambia here nigezaliwa kitambo.
Mbona?
Maisha ikuwa ngumu. Ulikuwa unapata first class yako, hata wacha first class, second class yako, upper division. Scholarship maju. Jomo Kenyatta. Wacha Jomo Kenyatta. Scholarship maju mbio.
See, I need a scholarship outside.
Sindio.
But, Mimi, I think that, also considering that being an 18th century man, my ancestors, being a 19th century man also makes you do all the other things like polygamy. Consider polygamy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
also consider you're going to war and all of those things. You're protecting.
Yeah. You are the head of the family.
You're the head of the family. And this woman is supposed to submit. It is submission. See submission to yet kukufulia. Akikusabu anapiga magoti.
Kumenda ume katabia Uganda wewe.
In this day and age, do you think you can find a Kenyan woman who's like that? Can't. You want to be in the
middle. You can't. If my sisters when you say manga ati uko mwanaume akimwambia akiweza fika kwa nyumba alafu apikie bwanake alafu bwanake amwambie chakula sita ati anawacha marriage ati she's done with it.
But that time itafanya hivyo.
Ati she's done with it. Like that's so you see like you know there's a time in the 19th century our grandfathers ungepika chakula mbao na kuambia rosafi ni mbani go back to the kitchen
and you will cook. If you do not his second wife will or his
And if you don't even cook and if you are the first wife, the option of getting a second wife starts now from there.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, me, if I was to choose to have a man between the two.
Huh? We love the 21st century.
I'll just have the 21st why? Century.
Why? Give me a good explanation.
Because
why?
Because I'm an alpha. Let's start with that.
So, yeah, I know why. So you want a man who can do... You can exchange house, clothes, everything. But you know, it's very rare to find them unless you have money.
To do what?
Unless you have money.
No, me, all the people I have dated are like that.
Before. They're broke.
No. What?
They are
21st century man. They are
you can leave utensils over the kitchen and they can go out and find let it wash.
No, they can wash it themselves. That's what they do. It's 50-50. Now when it comes to provision, man, you'll have to provide 70
right. I think we are. The problem was the age. Find yourself a 40-year-old man and see if you're going. If you're going, and leave for him the utensils, and you'll come back and find the utensil at the same place.
But now, why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you do the utensils?
Because it's not my work.
Gender roles.
No, there's no. Gender roles.
These are gender roles. Then you want a 19th century woman.
It's not an incident. It's not a master of 19th century. You're a girl. Your place is in the kitchen. My place is in the living
room. No, you said, Ati, what? The audacity, guys, is all, wow.
Your place is in the kitchen. Like, literally,
me
it's
with my
true.
5 years of engineering.
With your nails.
No, shut up, please.
Okay.
Me with my 5 years of engineering.
My 4 years of journalism.
4 years?
Yeah.
As a man, me with my 5 years of engineering.
Okay.
You're telling me my place is in the kitchen.
Okay.
Why?
So place in the kitchen.
I'm not done. Yeah. Let's just give this example. I talk at the house in the morning with you. I go to work at 8. I come back jioni at 8 PM.
In a situation like that is where a third person come in. I mean,
who was your shabiombo?
Yeah, literally you are so busy. I'm so busy. Then now we can come together and decide we need a maid, because if you're going to work at 4, I'm going to work literally engineer kwenda tawa indangia subuna indanga sambili site kifunguliwa
wuna
inda 8 mina inda 6.
Let's assume we're not in the financial, we don't have the financial muscle to get a maid. We are in this position that I am still of the context
that a woman's place is in the kitchen, so you should prepare your diary very well. No, you are to get into.
No,
know
you understand why we are friends. Friends, there's just that boundary of friends. There.
No, you are to get into the house at 5, prepare supper by 7. You are done with supper by 8. You are done cleaning the utensils and cleaning the house.
You know,
by
9, you are asleep. Let me tell you, Dylan. You know, stealing this fellow man is very toxic. Until I've met you.
I'm not that toxic.
You are, because you're saying a woman's presence is in the kitchen.
Literally, yeah,
but
true.
This woman is also providing the same amount you're providing. Okay.
Let's literally. But she's providing. In my life, I wouldn't allow a woman to provide.
Oh, so you
much. I'll try as much as possible to provide more than her.
So me, my money ni kainayo. Nani, producer wetu ata edit. We will just.
Unapunda huko. enjoy times of poverty.
You're going to work at the same time, you're coming back to work at the same time. Yeah. You expect this woman to give you her money, like when somebody we're paying for mortgage, you expect her to top up 30% or 70% and still do all of these things. First of all, she's tired, frustrated by her boss. And then secondly, you're telling her to come to the house, cook, take care of the kid. Somebody she just delivered a baby, take care of the kid, aku there for you emotionally, aku there for you monetary. Do you think this person is not going to go mad?
She will, absolutely.
And then what do you mean that you expect a woman's place is in the kitchen?
When I mentioned the kitchen, Zoe, I asked, wachana na, wacha ubeleta di story, watoto bano, umekimbiza syllabas mbio mbio bano.
Unafika
klazoit na toto klazoa, numepanda zile stairs hivi papa mbio mbio ilikuwa English do primary maths. Literally, when I meant a woman's place in the kitchen, that means was all house calls that are in the kitchen. At has, but literally, you mona super le TikTok.
Hey,
is this the other stories? I saw part of the person I'm a
very ostrich egg. Muni watch it.
You mean the other kuchimba's dish, money is you
understanding it? I'm looking for 24 hours. Are you mad?
I was like, yo, so this is so much. This is too much.
I'm gonna raise the bar. Nika mjena mwatafutia wa madame Tanzania.
There was a comment I saw that I couldn't comment. Nilea namta akuzileza. Nafanya hizi zote alafu bado mwana umwaketi andam surprise na kumfunika macho tu hila. Zileza. Alafu anamonyesha, anamchukua tu ya sija anamrulilia simu. Like, unaona ukifanya like, so like, ukifanya like your wife. Like your husband venye sufanyanga, sorry. Venye sufanyanga, so. You ladies are expecting, like, pia mimi ni in return kwenda kusurprise na mama CDs.
If I'm going to those to that point to like unajua hapo nimego beyond lower than the gutter to do all of these things for you. I expect you to
But that's the one for Swiss too much.
Because at a channel to us, submission comes with provision.
Yeah.
And protection. Yeah. Like mimi nasemanga, submission is subconscious. I was even telling this friend of mine, submission is subconscious. It has sema ati nataka kusubmit, sasana submit. See, ukifanya all of these things, I will submit subconsciously. If you're the provider, you're doing your, you're buying me a car. I actually love for Raptor. My suitors who are out there.
Wajipange mapema.
If you're doing all of those things,
utakuwa single, darling. Every standard story. Utafika that you want to kusema, oh, I'm so. Let me just take back what I wanted to say.
He asked me, are you single? And then I said, mimi achana na mimi. Then I can ambia ati, niku introduce for my friend. Nikamuza, is he tall? Ati, Mara, you want a money? Mara, you want a car? You want his heat toll? Like, what do you want from us, women?
There's a friend was telling me, ati kama hana pesa wachakuwe toll bus.
Alafu ndio uko ukisema kwa friend group. Manze msimone hivyo ni mrefu.
Like, you know, I have weird friends. There's a time, there's this boy who was chasing a friend of mine. So, juzi, nimefika shule. Mbara na urafiki yangu sasa ananiambia kuna kijana anataka nipatane na yeye na ananibo. Twende hivi hata ni ndio ni sky huko nitoke haraka. Pia mimi siko na shughuli nyingi za kufanya kama it's okay. I was idle probably. You know when you're broke you don't have anything to do.
Wewe na shetani hivi.
Yeah, unangojanga tu zile ma timing zake. So nikaamua kumpeleka hivi. So on the way namuuliza why are you doing this to him? Msana niambia, ukijana anabo, hana sura, hana nini, hana pesa. So I'm like, why are you going to see him? Atitu, ananiudhi tu, ameshiku nitafuta all the days, but wacha tu niende nikamuone leo. Asa mbona naenda na wewe, atiwe tuende tu, non-sky uko sana, juu mi spendi mtu ananibo.
So, then I'm like, uliamua tu kwenda kukublock mwanaume mwenzako.
I'm not done with the story, Joel.
Go on,
you're attacking. You're attacking even before I start.
Speak.
Thank you, Your Honor. Lexoni kamuliza story like ads bona like kwenye na boje kidogo kaniuliza kwanza to make it was ni mfupi nikozeleza what do you girls want akwanza nikamuliza what do you girls want but then sasa governor alikuwa anasema ati heri kuwe mrefu juu utakuwa na kavi baya na huko juu aionekani. ati before mtu aone unakaa vibaya hivi atakuwa shawanadi hapa naona amona hai tu anajua like
but you tall guys are lucky by the way. Me will not, I can compromise everything but intelligence and height. Hey bro,
it's like girls with short hair and spectacles. Like there's something with them too, girls with short hair with specs.
You know, I have a friend who's dating like unaona wale watu wenye ulikuwa unajua huyu naye hawezi huyu atawa akiwa 40 right. Yeah. Now he's dating that kind of a girl and he's simping.
What's up?
Kwani wanakonga mwafanyia nini?
Like this that sijui kama kila mtu ana wewe unajua una ulikuwa na short hair na wewe nice sijui hiyo category ilingia gavi baya by that sijui. Like there's something this I don't even know how to explain it. Like girls with short hair and spectacles. Ah, mnakonga so calm. Like no sanato. Like lusanato ametulia so calm. They don't know even how to like
hawajui kucheat. Alafu kuna the rest of
and the rest are dreadlocks. Daughters of Jezebel with the dreadlocks. Hey.
Guys, what about for the nini people with dreadlocks? Guys, tumedu sita
ichana tingililia. Then there is this girl with dreadlocks who are like our brothers.
Mimi ebu wananywele yangu
but then there's a time we were in town mtu akakusimamisha akakwambia amependa nywele yako.
I get that a lot not even my hair alone. People tell me love your nails mpaka niko okay.
Are you for real?
I like your dress today. I like your smile. There's this church I went to. Lakini labda ni juni church ndo akaniambia hivyo. Everyone almost, I think almost five people telling me, I love your smile. What's your name, Joy? Oh, that's why.
Gina tena ndio ni Joy.
Yeah, guys, I'm single, man.
You know the problem with ladies of this time? I'll come to on a date. Like, even if somebody's in a relationship, I love her partner and praises Kahezo. Alafu ulizo, are you taken? Literally, aki the word singles juu tokanga wapi, lakini mtu semanga, I'm single.
Mbona usemi uko taken hata wewe?
Nilikuwa naambiwa hivyo. Then I was like, kuna mtu alikuwa niambia tu mbona usemi uko taken? Alafu pata hapo ule ungetoka na then thousand. Unaachwa bure. Hey, ati you don't risk nowadays. Ukilizo anything about relationship, utisema tu uko single.
Unasema tu, that's a very tough topic.
I
don't think, unasema tu, I'm not comfortable answering that question.
But me now relationship now, nika me, it's not my thing. It's not my thing.
Ujaona this ka TikTok trend ya, ati that moment when you start to feel like umechoka na demu yako ama chali yako.
Ile thread ilikuwa hata Twitter.
That cat thread.
Yeah.
So the comments za madem ndo nilikuwa what? You guys do this.
Like I was so shocked, mbona mna surprised? Why you guys like mpaka niko na Rono, ameichukua mpaka ameifanya kwa Instagram yake.
Uliona hii plan ya not going with him to social functions so that as niko block to other niggas who want me. Wow. Okay, it's not that I've done it before, but mbona mnatuanika? Mbona mnasema
like literally squeezy? Like social media now is exposing everything.
Everything.
Hata zile vitu zilikuwa seri.
Hadi ati. Wow, ile lakini za madem zilikuwa mbaya. Za madem. You guys just go look at that thread.
But actually they have to. Emily na hiyo thread has kumaliza jobs like, "Wow, sasa utakuwa unadanganya na what now?"
Yeye utakuwa unasema nini?
Utakuwa unasema nini sasa juu everything was exposed there.
And you know me, so I'm also that kind of a person. I do not like going with my significant other to social functions just because
you want to make friends.
Yeah, I want to make friends and I like it.
And you know that, and you know going with somebody like that will limit you from talking.
Yes, and dancing with everyone.
There was a time, I was in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I went to an event. Nilikuwa najulikana na watu wengi. Na nimeenda na mstanangu tu hapo ni mamua.
Hey, dila nishaikuwa na mstana.
Wacha nitembeze mama. Vitu kwa girl ni different. Mnanionanga kangombe fulani hapo, but you don't know behind the scenes, darling.
Uzuri weni mrefu. Thank you, gods.
My collagen jeans, my father's jeans. Nikuwa mfupi, akiwa laini kwa niajichukia. Akiwa nikuwa natoka, nikuwa nakatu kwa nyumba na ingia shule nikitoka. So, nilikuwa nimefika hapi hata?
Nilikuwa nenda na mama
event. Oh, hiyo nimeenda na yeye event. So, lakini ni kama event. Ilikuwa event kini natukumbuki ni event gani. But sasa nimeenda na yeye. So unajua venye umeenda event ya mpana na msika wewe. So unajua miss. Pana na wewe kwanza naizongea na yeye 3 minutes za zile ni 3 minutes when it's so small.
3 minutes tunapiga story hapo 30 minutes kama
tunajua. Na unajua nimetembea na mtu, na unajua mtu sasa kama mtu akujui haizi kuongelesha.
Oh.
And to make it was supposed to say the much she was an introvert. Nimsa alikuwa ametulia.
Allah.
Eh.
Niliona kabla uendelee na story, niliona mimi mingine ati as an introvert kindly look good. Usikuwa tiyo ni introvert ati wangeangi na unakana siji aje.
Umenikumbusha nikao ni jana ni mwana kitu ingine ati siku iliko wale wase trimenami.
Ni trimenami actually ndo nisema hivyo.
Wale sema ati siku hizi introvert ati mwanza kwa rubia jina wa hiyo tu introvert. Ati mtu kwa unakaa vibaya uongea tu mwanza kumuhita ati ni introvert.
Nani suwe.
Because three men army podcast. Those guys are on top notch.
Very much.
Because when the surrounding of the recording of the podcast.
Check your boy.
Because there's this guy, this Dante. Dante is a copy of stories again on Ashanga. What?
Alafu unajua ti mahali anyway tutapiga story yao baadaye tumalize story.
Mm.
So mmefika
wa yeah, so mmefika kwa hizo event like hizo events sasa. So menda event menda event kaizo. I mean my friends. If I don't talk to you, kesho mtakuwa social media, kesho mtakuwa mnani ya kiusa, dila nulikuwa na mama, unajifanya,
hata wazitua ima events
zingine. Oh, sijui unajifanya, hey, sijui, like, you know those,
uyo alipendwa kanda kusim. Accusations
to, ati ho, uli, hey, like, una, mta nazima ulikuwa na simp, ati ukuangena na sijui ulikuwa na simp na manze yake. So nimeenda na hii, nimesalimena na watu, one, two.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, kidogo sasa. Unajua sasa mimi niliko pia sijui nikienda nikisalimiana na watu juu niko naye. Ah, pia anasalimia watu.
Unamintroduce aje?
Namintroduce kwa nilikuwa na mama, nilikuwa nime fall in love by then, niko tu ni mama.
Hey.
Ni mama.
Hey. What did they do to you? Excuse hata wazi.
So nilikuwa nadhani pia labda ni kama amebambika na venyewe nimebambika. Bado nifike kwa nyumba baadaye naanziwa kesi.
Yeah.
Ati uliko nongea na aje na huyo, like, eh, are you sure, blah, blah. Like, though sasa I'm not getting, like, and yeah, don't go anywhere, don't go to an event.
Especially if you're going clubbing, don't do that. Unless, mumeamua nyinyi wawili, like, na kapo
na kwenye enu. Because you know the problem with me when I go clubbing, so na zikini shika, is when I start calling my exes. Napigenga masimu mse.
Oh my god, unaanza kukua Bob the Caller.
Napigenga masimu.
Wewe na Safaricom like this.
Es jana natuanga happy minutes.
You can't be serious.
That's my weakness.
Why?
That's why I don't drink alcohol nowadays.
You only use Velo.
Watch a Velo.
You only use Velo.
Mimi nimelala bana nikashanga kwani am I dying.
Lakini hata wewe unaanza je kutumia after umeona on TikTok everyone is talking about how shitty it is over drug.
No, that shit, but you know, it was not the first time.
And you opened the mwili yako.
Not the first time. But I think people are just misunderstanding Velo.
How?
Velo is like a gradual process. So, kuna... So, the, it's always no joy. Inakuanga dotted. So, inye ni strong, imekuwa dotted, I think, mara tatu.
Oh.
Inye ni medium, ni dotted mara mbili. Inye ni...
Less
ni dotted moja.
Moja.
So okay. You guys go by Velo, unaweza pewa yote. You know it's the same prices. It's the same prices. It's the same prices. So unaanza wewe ni amateur ni kama we ni amateur alafu upewe general meetings. Si utatembea na magoti.
Bwana unaribia jina generali jameni.
Si utatembea na magoti ukwele mwongo.
Utazita.
So ni kama nimekupea velo utumie ile strong. Na ni your first time. Alafu unajua juu it's me nataka kwa na reaction zaka na kudanganya. Ah bado eka.
Ustoi.
Awe nishikilia tu.
Hey,
5 minutes later.
A few minutes later ndio unafi. Lakini ni kama nini? Kuna okay, I'm trying to think. Anyway, back to our story. What was I saying about going with your significant other to places? No.
No. Also means a no.
It's a no. It's the last thing you
do. It's the last thing I can never do.
But kuna situations in you can go with your significant other kama mko na friend couple yenu. Unapata ni kama double date.
Double date, yeah. That makes sense, Joe. Mwaneza wa mwa wanaume mwende pekenu, mademu mbaki pekenu.
That makes sense. Kwa na TikTok, where people are doing that and I'm like, God, am I not your child? Watu wa kitafuta hii mapenzi mimi ni kama nilirudi kwa line ya macho.
Hey, ni ndo mwaneza kwa mesema, the pressure you have nowadays is too much. Chasa hizo ni unajipea pressure nazo.
By the way, true. Nafakuwa najipea pressure na Ford. By the way, anyway, hiyo ndakwambia story for another time. Yeah. Now that we are talking about the 19th century man and the 20th century man, right now you as you, what are the expectations you have for a woman?
At my age now?
Yeah, you as you.
At the age I'm
right to, now, right at the now. Age I what are right. the, if you get into a relationship since you're not in one, are you? You know, unajua labda kuna viewer wetu hapa mbambika na yo sauti na
mesikia
tall. Speak sips, to the mic.
Sips water.
Uh-huh. Umemaliza kusip.
I am proudly single.
Tunaweza uko na how many years of singularity?
Nowadays people are so proud to be single. Like I'm like, ew.
I know.
The society is so changing.
Just
the time in high school. Just the time in high school, ungesikia ati hauna dem peke kwa class unaweza.
Unaweza
itwa gay. Like, itwa gay. Yeah. Ulikuwa unasikia tu vibaya. Like, that was so bad. Hey, nowadays, unasema I'm proudly single. Hauna pesa, sina pesa na sina mtu. What is this life?
But what was I even saying? Nimesahau. Oh, anyway, tuambia expectations zako. Kwa dem.
If I'm to get into a relationship right now.
If you're to get into a relationship, first of all, what are you looking for? And what do you expect of her? Do you expect of her to be a mother?
A mother? Mama? Mama?
No. Like,
Joe is high on velo, guys.
don't use drugs.
Please understand her.
I don't use drugs. Yeah. No, as in, see, I hear that you guys always marry your mother. Like, you marry someone who's like your mother.
Oh, guy Joe, kigereza.
No, na uskiangi, I will marry my father. It means that I
somebody's like your father.
Like my father.
Mm. I'll literally leave him to marry. I'll marry somebody who's like my mother.
Yeah. But right now, if you're looking, what are the expectations you have for your woman? Do you expect her to also provide? Do you expect her? What are your expectations?
Wow, what a hard question it is. You know, when you're single, these are the maswali we are trying to evade.
Every Tom, Dick, and
Harry. those are the questions that's trying to evade. But now. Those days. Literally, if I'm to get in a relationship right now,
mm-hmm.
just want a supportive girl.
Mm-hmm. Supportive, yeah, in what sense?
A girl. I want a girl who's like a friend to me.
Ah.
Somebody tunaweza elewana.
So we are friends before even dating, like
not even, let me not say it because it's very hard to date your friend also.
No, what I mean like, is before you become my boyfriend, tukianza hata kusolve vitu, you go back to remember that we are still friends. Ma, do you understand me?
Yeah, I do understand you.
Uh-huh.
So like you are trying to mean like we were friends before.
No. What I'm trying to say is before you even become how do I explain this? Let's say we're trying to settle an argument. So and settling it as boyfriend and girlfriend, how it makes sense. So I tell you, right now I don't want my boyfriend, I want my friend.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That makes sense now. I think I'm looking for something like that.
Oh.
You see something like that, it's going to you're going to evade a lot of arguments. And I just want, siwezi sema I just want a polite lady. Sasa hiyo siku hizi hata uwezi pata mtu polite. Wote wanaweza kunyorosha kwa nyumba bwana.
Mimi sipiganangi.
Wewe, wewe. Tangu rafiki yangu aniambie ati bibi yake alimtupia food kwa meza hivyo pap.
Kwa uso.
Oh, kwanza ilianza kwa meza, akukula akafanya hivi kwa uso.
Fear women. You breathe fear women.
Yeah, so I just want a supportive one, someone who understands me and someone who can understand her.
Uh-huh. Do you expect her someone to be a provider?
In terms of
bills, let's say you're going
before in the earlier in the episode I said I would want to be the one who's providing.
Yes, Mr. Provision.
That's why I'm working hard. Mkiona naamka saa 10 mnajua the goal ni ku provide.
Saa 10 p.m. mama.
Hmm?
Saa 10 p.m.
Enemies of progress. 4 a.m. Ask me my daily routine, Joy.
Wait, before you even tell us your daily routine, so you provide for us your friends.
Ni mjinga.
Hizi miaka zote tumejiona na unachika kuprovide someone you're meeting.
Okay. Jitete tu hivyo pole pole. I will come to understand you later what you are trying to mean, to provide for my friend. But that providing you are trying, you are meaning, weka kando kwanza.
Niko serious.
What a jokes bwana.
Let me ask my age. So what are the expectations apart from someone who's supportive? You also want something, someone who's understanding.
Yeah, someone who understands me and someone who can understand her.
Intellectually, because for me,
yeah, literally, I want a girl who's intellectual.
I also
you know, a girl with brains is a mature woman.
Very true.
And nowadays, to me talk, I think it was you know, who ran NBA squeezy age is not immaturity.
You know, my friend, not maturity. You know, the guy who I'm telling you we had this conversation, and this is the girl telling you we had this conversation.
Yes.
Where this whole conversation started.
Yes.
You know what? He actually made a comment, and I felt like slapping him.
Yeah.
I will send him the link to listen to this specific episode.
Yeah.
He said that right now in church you can't find a smart woman.
Why?
A beautiful woman. I'm not done. A smart woman, a beautiful woman, and who goes to church. I was like, I do all of that. What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you guys want?
What do you want? Excuse me. Hey, Ama, you want some a girl who's tall?
Point I think is, men don't want girls who are tall.
Oh, some people do. Some
taller than them.
Not taller than them, but there's some people who are attracted to tall women. Besides the point, back to what I was saying.
Okay.
To today, but okay, what was I saying? Before I talked about IQ.
That guy.
Oh yeah, that guy. So, as in I'm trying to reconnect what exactly I was trying to say. Anyway, besides the point. For me, IQ is very on top of the list because I want someone who's going to challenge me.
Yeah.
Especially considering you're the man.
Mm.
Apart from acting also superior and all of that, can you sit down with me and have a conversation? And out of that conversation, I'm gaining something. I'm like, what? But then you're kitu ni ukweli. But I like manage finances if you want to do this. And it doesn't even have to be at a serious conversations. Ushaipata wale watu wanajionga tu kila kitu. Ukianza kuongelea SpaceX wanajua.
Yeah.
Ukianza kuongelea Spider-Man anajua.
Hmm.
Ukianza kuongelea refrigeration
they know. They know.
Eh, someone who is a problem solver.
Yeah.
You get it?
I know.
That is one thing I would really consider highly.
Yeah.
Because for me it is I can't. Someone considering that I'm also someone who really
was smart.
I was to say I read a lot. I read a lot.
Yeah.
And the way times are changing, I also want someone who is. See, did you know that? Wewe kazi yako tu ni una pata vitu kwa memes. Ujui hata taxation, what has happened,
yeah.
Ama family.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. By the even me, I want a girl who's updated.
Oh, wacha tumia Nairobi Gossip kuupdated Jamaica.
Hey, by the way, msana follow Nairobi Gossip, red flag.
Nairobi Gossip, Kenya Gossip,
red flag. Flag. Like, what are you doing in social media then if you don't follow them? If you don't follow them?
Lakini excuse you, wameanza kukua vague with their news. Nairobi Gossip.
It's not like they are, nowadays they post
everything.
Yeah, there's no time.
Vera Sidika has changed her nails. You're like, okay, guys, we can do better than this.
Literally, yeah, I think I saw that. Nowadays, but Nisawa, I think content may be sharp here.
yeah.
Not even content. I think they at the maybe this creativity now is gone down.
Oh no, they just let's just leave it at that. Yeah. And the second and almost the last question, we're about to wind up this specific podcast. What should, now we've talked about what you expect from her, what should she, no, what you expect from her, what should she expect from you?
A man who can provide.
You can provide for a woman right now if you get into a relationship.
Watch an amchezo bana. Watch an amchezo bana. Watch an, right now, I will try to provide.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what is provision for you right now? What will you provide? Utako nani, utani nunulia Mercedes Benz? Tuingia kwa relationship.
Kwa Mercedes umeka kwa kategoria ku provide? Sini nani likuwa nga kaa gifts hizo.
You're gifting the provision, squeezy. Needs and wants.
Oh my god, I fear getting into that relationship. I don't know why.
Why?
But only know.
Oh, you don't know.
There's no shortcut. We must.
And chunga usifike 14 ndio unaanza sasa kutafuta bibi wewe.
I want. Wewe unataka prayer and fasting yanzo huko kwetu.
You see how in church kwanza vile sisi tunaambiwangwa ati for all the women who are looking for husbands, Joyce care for all the husbands who are looking for wives. I wonder why.
I think mostly men are always very good at timing. They know when you are. But me, the problem is I need to get money.
Uh-huh. So that you can provide.
Yeah, so but, I can never get in a serious relationship.
Oh, so saizi kuna mtu una flat na yeye kwa inbox.
Yeah, but naogopa ku proceed you. Eh, mtu yangu.
So una waste to time
utateseka.
Yake. So una waste to time yake.
Kai, wewe podcast nikiweka kwa status. Producer cut. Producer cut.
I am Rocho. I hope you're listening.
Let's do the necessary.
I hope you're listening. Let it roll. Let it roll. I listen, Nairobi. Let people get hurt.
Yeah, literally. I do fear, but mahali nimefika sahi, like literally, this year has been so good.
Hey,
financially.
Hey, my friend, are you rich? Are you this rich?
You know, nilikuwa na scale of savings kwa watu, but nowadays it's something I have.
You're doing it.
Yeah, like I'm so proud of myself. Unajua last year nilikuwa nakwambia I needed a financial advisor.
Uh-huh.
And literally kwanza hata niende ulikuwa unanipigia lectures za kuchunga pesa, and I think though nilikam ku learn.
Uh-huh.
You have to save for the future.
And also,
you know, I did kitu kwanza ile ni motivate is when I found a lady, a friend of mine, is saving for the future.
Wow, that's nice.
A lady of my age. She's saving for the future.
Oh, I also do that.
And I was like, and then we started having that conversation. I'm like, why are you saving? Where's your utaolewa?
Ah,
and I was like, yeah, And kwanza kuna hiyo meme ya wasi at least do you unaambia demu ko broke pia anasema ko broke na yeye ataolewa. Kwani shida ni? And she was like, let me save my money when I get into a relationship or when in case unioe. Naika pesa yangu kando and we start using your money.
Yes, we will do
in
that.
Case of anything. I have my backup.
Yeah, very true.
And it was like, wow. Imagine she has a good point that I haven't even been thinking. Me as a man, I've not even been thinking something of that.
You feel like your children.
And I was like, anyway, I'm 22 years. I'm going to get done with school this year. What
and
next?
You have zero savings.
And no, listen, maukisha malizana shule babako na mamako msha cut off.
And also,
anakupigia hata na kuomba pesa na unajua mengine kwa nyumba una job.
And let me tell you, if you cannot save small monies, if you cannot manage small monies, hata upewe mita wezi manage.
Kwani umeongea na mamangu? Mamangu alisema kama hata uwezi save 100 shillings.
Same.
You won't save 1 million.
You can't, you keep a 1 million uwezi.
That's the conversation we've been arguing with my mom ever.
Mm-hmm.
So my mama aliniambia, I'm very good at twisting dough. And mira mina joanga, wumona vitu nimekuwa nikinunua sai.
Umekuwa ukinunua nini?
Like wumona vitu nimekuwa nikinunua na watu.
I'm telling you, we have rich friends.
Like niko zile za.
My friends are rich.
Like nowadays, nowadays I pick shopping without seeing the price.
But that's nice. You know, sometimes you also have to treat money how you want it to treat you. Ukianza kufinyilia doki plani pia itakufinyilia.
It was like, and pia kuna ile kitu ya, like tumia pesa. Use money. When you use money, you know how to look for money.
Yes, very true. But also, don't be a fool when using money.
There's like, don't invest on money when you should be saving it. And don't save your money when you should be investing it.
And I was
because
actually
telling you,
let me explain something to you.
So what time do you should you know you should invest or not should you know you should invest?
Let me explain to you. You still remember last year when I was talking to you about circles? I don't know if I talked to you about it.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you did.
I was in a position of wanting to save and wanting to invest. But with circles, you can do both. Because invest you're saving all this money, but this money in a replicate. With circles, pesa inaongezeka, like 20% per annum. So, unaona hapo ume invest na ume save. Okay. Mimi nilikuwa nimechanganyikiwa, sijui ni save ama ni invest. So when I did that, I'm like, okay. So unamaanisha nikiweka pesa yangu kwa bank itakaa tu, itakuwa imesaveiwa. But nikiweka kwa sacco, ita multiply, ita grow. Kuna many ways, kuna MMFs, kuna bonds and stocks, there's a lot. And that's why I always say it's very important for people to like take your time to do a course in financial literacy. It will really help you. It really does.
It really does.
Go
or have way. Friends who are economists.
Imagine, no, just take time to learn. Because your friends, how do I put this? Yes, they will tell you do this, but until you understand why you're doing it, you cannot do it.
Literally, you can't.
Because me, I had joined this circle with my friends, but it is my friend who explained to me, and I'm like, ni sawa basi ndio hii do to invest. But now later on when I did the course, I'm still doing it. I'm like, okay, I understand now. And the fact that these things are not taught in school, you have
yeah,
to,
you are oh not, my God, you're not, I have to you are not.
And
study.
And then I'll tell me, come and get a man who is not even financially literate.
You'll about. Suffer.
We
you'll
will.
Suffer. You will.
We will.
And the one I explained, sorry, I'm going to save it. When I compared the female friend of mine, Ali wanna save, then I was like, oh wow, oh my God.
But you know, women are nini. Women are financially mature.
Clever.
Very. Consider your household. Who is the most economist in the house?
My mom.
Exactly.
Like, I remember to go high school, mamango shopping list, but in a pity of mamango kwanza before you know. Haseme wewe tisho mbona unachukua tano huwezi chukua tatu
exactly na ulichukua mbili last
week na ulichukua tano kuna umemalizaje akuje blow band 2 kg always chukua 1 kg tingine utakuletea next ukikuja after mchukua ingine like yeah and I was like wow my mom like knows what she was doing.
Yeah, she's teaching
by then that. We used to like she's so mean by then me nimegrow up like my mamangu ni stingy My mama is a kunyima so.
But
umemomba so ya kangumuna na kunyima. Kumbe she knows what she's doing. She was trying to teach her something, but we were not seeing.
And also, you see how when you're young and then umetumo kitu kwa duka and she expects you to later you change your 5 bob.
You know my dad aliniambia mtu arudishange change coins anatumia sigara.
Wow, wow, guys, wow! That just took a left like this.
Have you ever listened to Mbako na Juliza? Kwanza lile mwangalie.
Karibu Juliza, kwani mimi natumia sigara?
Kwanza uweze sema hivyo juu yenyewe nika ataona hata yeye umeshtuka niko natumia sigara. And I was like, ni sawa basi. Like my dad literally told me mtu harudishange change coins anatumia sigara.
Ai hapana, lakini wa ai.
So you know my dad said like anajua sigara ni 10 bob.
Oh.
Kwani si spot money it's 10 shillings.
Kwani sijui sigara ni how much?
Sigara ni 10 bob. Altogether, I think it's the expensive car than he does now. They're 20 bob.
Kuna different types.
Yeah, there are different types.
Well, back to our topic anyway. Yeah, so any other expectation that she should have of you? Okay, Emma, maybe let me go
now,
first.
Men are high heels.
Oh, hi, sasa mbona na yeye ni engineer.
Wewe na nikimchukua kwa coffee date ama sijui na anajua kutumia phone.
Ama upeleke gala ya job.
Yes, some things of that sort. Njokuna hosta na baidhe wamewa kutembea na flat shoe ajikuwa di heels.
Eh, sasa enda tafta dem USDA.
Hesta mbea na heels.
Eh, anatembea na heels. Tunakua, ujayo na startup aki ya SDA women.
Zayana.
Heels na lip gloss. Na flats. Sasa flats ziko kwa bag. Heels, sino just as churches the whole day. So, una heels ni za morning, flats ni za afternoon. Nizajani. Na lip gloss. Tafta tu dem USDA. Utapenda. Anyway, I was saying, my expectation right now from a guy, this is not number one on the list, but imenikujia kwa akili, someone who knows how to converse with people.
literally that's even the main point there.
Someone who knows, especially in social functions, know when to shut up, know when to speak, yeah, know when to moderate your voice, know when if you're bragging. Usifike kwa function yenye everyone is quiet, wewe ndio chiri kuhapo.
Those days when ningeongea tu lazima ninge mention, hata babangu alikuwa ananiambia hivi, hata babangu alikuwa.
So it looks like you're bragging.
Then sasa kuna like niko jana kama na msati venye na brag ati venye babangu host jini nani kwa gavas jini nini. And those me so na jumu penaga story zangu tu. Kind of example.
How you are saying it, how kuko una imin
hivyo. It's kuna imin, but sasa people are different.
Yeah, we have different opinions. Yeah. We don't even expect you to have the same. So,
literally, you should have a man when if you are to go, you have two same factions at the same time when you are huko.
He will speak so exactly. Yeah. And I do not have to worry about, manze, ama amechoma or something like that.
Hmm.
Yeah. Very true. Yeah, so that's my one expectation. Second expectation, nilisha sema emotionally. Pana nafaa kujiongelelea, si ndio? Like the expectation that they should have of me.
They should have of you.
Expectation they should have of me. Wa akia ni ngumu. That's hard.
Ni struggle pia mimi kidogo ninge ya GPT.
I don't think my brain can think that hard right now. But emotional intelligence, number one. Emotional intelligence, number one. Number two, submission. Number three, nini? I can neza jisimamia financially.
You?
Eh.
You want a man mwenye neza?
I like, he doesn't have to do everything for me you. Financially. Yeah. But yeah. Do something. Do something.
Probably a man should do something.
Do something.
I don't trust a relationship where a woman does everything.
Is that even a relationship ama huyo ni Ben 10 na mama wake?
Una joke na watu mwanaume ni mkubwa the man is elder than the woman, but the woman provides more than the
why?
Man. Yeah, it does
happen.
Why is
in that relationship? Kwani are you the man?
Love. Kwanza it's the 19th century. Unapata sijui bibi ni nurse. Ama bibi ni daktari lakini bwana hana job.
Let me tell you, that relationship,
like it's the vice versa of what it always happen.
Let me tell you, in such a relationship I will cheat. I am allowed to cheat.
Probably you are allowed. And I will cheat. You don't have to complain to me what I do.
Tell you, shut up young man. Chukwa itaw. No,
that
man.
Means they're in a relationship like that.
Mm-hmm.
A woman pays the school fees. A woman
why?
If it's a man, your role is just to sit in the house. That means unless you're the kulea watoto, when you do most of the
parts. Umekua, mama hapo.
Kama if your wife is in the night shift, once you know na chunga watoto na umshakesha na ingia job.
I love the fact that mimi ndio ninalipa bills. Mimi nafaa kwa nikifika home napata food. You can't tell me otherwise.
So let's take in a scenario like that. Bwana ako kwa nyumba. Na bwana is the 19th century girl. Unaingia saa moja, unapata hata vitu zilichukua za asubuhi hazijasongeshwa. Ndio hafu pika sapa.
Siwezi hata wa mtu kama huyo. We can't spend more than 2 hours together. We can't. I'm sorry, we can't.
But hata 1 week kama sijui a month ni 2 hours.
I don't think I can deal with a 19th century man. I can't. My blood and their blood, we can't mix. I'm not lying to you. Because there are so many things I do not conform to. An example is polygamy. You know, this 19th century men have this thing of a woman's nini is in the kitchen, and the fact that I'm providing, I can have whoever I want, but a woman is not allowed to cheat or do anything.
Yeah.
But
that's so bad, by the way, in the 19th century. Why do you cheat and you don't have anything to do?
But for them now, you see, it's allowed. It's not even cheating. Polygamy.
The man is allowed. The woman is not allowed.
Yeah, the woman is, that's double standards. Considering that me, I'm speaking out of a 21st
but
century.
But you know, if anything, like I had in the polygamy, like you just namkakesho na pata bwana alileta bibi mwingine.
But unafaa kuambia first wife.
But they were so responsible, Jew. The first wife. Anajengewa kwake, anaenda kwingine the second one. That's what I love about them.
Yes,
you squeeze nowadays that mtu anaoa bibi wawili na anawaacha wote kwa nyumba.
Ama hata ana a provide.
Yeah. Akisha wa bila kuteseka. Provide for the first. But the 19th century men, they did provide.
They even provided for all the kids.
My grandparents, my grandfather, alikuwa na bibi watatu.
and he provided for all of
na
them.
Na kila bibi alikuwa na like bibi ya kwanza alimjengea shamba nyumba na shamba yake na shamba.
You
yake.
See.
The second one akamjengea nyumba na the third one. So you know in the Sunajo the traditional of college
uh-huh.
when the man dies atazikwa kwa nyumba the first way.
Uh-huh.
So he has to make sure that everything is in order. Even in the first one's house, the second house, and the third. Jo atakuwa anakaa kwa the same aki wa watatu. Atakuwa anakaa mostly kwa the second, the third one.
Mm-hmm.
Atakuwa anakaa kwa second mostly kwa the second, the third one, na the second. The first na atakuwa anaenda huko sana sana. But mind you, akikufa atakuwa kwa the first. That means atakuwa ana invest pia kwa the first wife. Oh. That's the good thing about the tradition.
But you see now, this right now men, mm-hmm. this 21st century men, they want to be that man that your grandfather but they don't want to provide for both families. Yanataka tu kwenda kuhanya huko nje but he doesn't want to do all the work. So for me it doesn't make sense. So I'd rather have this 21st century man who's an introvert, who's not an alpha, but he at least he has a bit of superiority in him.
You want an introvert man?
Me, I cannot deal with extroverts. I can't. I've never dated an extrovert.
Why? But
because it's tough to deal with extroverts. I'm an extrovert. We will fight.
Like when you me don't want to be
me and you we will kill each other.
I don't want an extrovert woman.
It's too we are too much.
Like obviously mtajibizana the first thing. Unajua an introvert woman like
atanyamaza tu. Ama when you're arguing, she'll be the first one to pull. But also, I will say, me I'm an extrovert.
You know,
but
extrovert, I am emotionally. I love the extrovert woman. She's like she'll be like your friend.
But let me not lie to you. Me, I'm an extrovert, but I am very emotionally intelligent. Even when it comes to solving issues, I would be the one who would calm down. Mm. Yeah. So sometimes
my only weakness is I can't admit to I can't admit.
Same. I can't do that. Oh, tunakuanga hivyo extroverts.
Mimi kama najua hata unaleta evidence.
Rosema sasa wewe na wewe mbona ulikuwa unafanya huko unafanya nini?
Hapana si mimi. Baadaye nitakwambia wewe na wewe ulikuwa unajitafutia.
Mimi kwanza to you in my phone and then you find something. I'll ask what are you doing in my phone even if you found something.
Tagi kwanza alafu nikwambia baadaye na sinu ndo ulikuwa unatafuta.
Ukitafutacho utakipata.
Literally that's true.
Anyway guys, we have come to the end of the episode. Ama uko na anything unataka kutuambia Dylan?
I'm very proudly single and have submitted those are what I have submitted. I've submitted what I want in a woman. So
oh no, me, I am very
mezani to a soko bana. It's been so long.
How long?
So long.
How long?
It's been so long. Not so long.
Uko na degree ama diploma? Not so long.
Huh? sina degree, sina diploma.
Uko na certificate?
But this, let's just talk about being single. I think this something that comes with being single.
Oh my God, let's even talk about that. Even if we're
like,
out of time.
Being single, I'm like, unajua, I've been so happy of late.
That's so true. There's something beautiful about being single. You even have time to go
to
for
do your own
goals.
Things.
And unakomejituma.
I don't have times. Like, the time I was in a relationship,
uh-huh.
I couldn't sleep before calling her. So imagine, sahi, nifika home 9 in the evening.
Uh-huh.
Na make sure I'm going to call. Nimemcall before ni lande.
Now mem text the whole day.
Nimemcall asubuhi, nimem text the whole day. So nowadays, nafika kwa nyumba, me and my wifi, me and my showmates.
Oh, nimesikia me and my wife.
Oh my God, me and my wifi. Me and my wifi, me and my showmates, I just do my own thing. Tomorrow, I just wake up in the morning. I'm like, where am I going now? Nowadays, my WhatsApp. In fact, nafika kutoa jibi WhatsApp. Sijana naifanya nini tena?
Ulikuwa na ujibi WhatsApp because of why?
Sulejo limitations too. In case I to make it accidentally na delete utaiona. Yeah, like in case I post kitu na delete unaizaiona ujua me post nini. But nowadays I don't find it why people have Android as people have iPhone na mashua.
Who are you? Hizo ni nini ulikuwa unadu?
Wewe ni kila mtu sinye kile peke yangu.
Mimi sijai kwa na hiyo bullshit.
Did you go na iPhone? Basi ukiwaka na ile katululu yako karibu tulikuwa kadi na sijui tia WhatsApp.
Siku kwa sijai kwa nayo. Ni juu. And I think, me imagine sijai kwa nayo.
Ujai kwa
na
WhatsApp.
Lakini niliwai kwa na boyfriend alikuwa na hizo zote.
Hizo like WhatsApp, GB, WhatsApp.
Same GB, Z, kulikuwa na Z, G, what?
Mwaka nikuwa, hey bro. Mwaka nikuwa, hey bro. Mwaka nikuwa, hey bro. Mejo, I just know of FM and GB. But Zaitu to me, I've been using FM since after high school.
Oh, anyway, but that's so true. When you're single, you invest so much time into yourself subconsciously bila hata kujua, and then una grow. Nilikuwa naongea na night leo tuna ananiambia the when she was single, she project aligrow sana, projects zake zote zili happen, from her businesses zilikuwa zina flourish. She became so much self-aware. She hanged out with her friends a lot. But now that when you sometimes get into
a relationship, at the weekend last bomb kwa pamoja, what the oh my god.
Hey, man.
I think
okay, mimi hata yangu si story na weekend. Story yangu ni unaanza ku focus on someone else's things
more than your things.
More than your things. Mm. You see, and me have been in that situation before, and it has
really costed you.
It did. It has costed me a lot. It actually costed me, I would say, a full year of my life. Oh, wow. I think 3 years.
Lakini by the relationship zako kwa ngasa mbizi. Unaweza kaje 3 years kwa relationship. Fanya wezi notice mtu mwingine kwa njia. Inasizi kaje 3 years. 3 years na is so demeaning.
Uko serious?
3 years is a lot. What's the longest? Ay, sijui ni 6 months.
Aha. Kwa nile mwenye karibu ukufe ilikuwa.
But the longest I think they make 1.5 years.
That is as far as you can imagine. Karibu daddy.
But relationship issues. Wah.
But right now you're single. How is it?
I'm fine. I'm so happy. You're I'm glowing. Nowadays I just take my own haircut before I'm going to just this look when I done my haircut. I'm going to be at a okay poor.
Unaambozi ni
umevaa. Eh, hey, but like there's a time niko naambia ati nimerudia hiyo jazzy sana, nimerudia hiyo shati sana.
Unaanza kuuliza mbona unaongea na udem sana?
Yeah, those questions. Nowadays, you know, I don't, there's no limit of that, like I can just hang out anytime I want.
You can
without explaining to anyone. Oh, my phone has a little password.
Kwani, hey Dylan, what are you've gone to the gutters? Oh, my dad, jongo meo.
Umefanya nanga password?
Uleka password ya dem.
Ah, password. Kwanza password ya simu, password ya WhatsApp.
Na ilikuwa nazijua.
Literally, sindiyo kwani usiku kilala simu anafanyanga tu fingerprint yako.
This one, but what was the sense of putting it?
Trying being safe.
Sasa, what are you being safe from? Are you cheating? Anyway, we don't even want to know your past.
Let me just explain that. Why are you carrying me? Just my past. I didn't tell
you that I
was going to be a kid. I'm
going to be a
kid. I'm going to be a literally like semera ni pato na wewe nikiongezele za sumetopenye mwisi penda kuitanga tu kila mtoto hi darling, hi my dear njaka kitu kanyo kwanza dumana ata I feel getting into a relationship cause nowadays I greeted everybody adi unajowale watchmen
my dear
hi my dear sawa ni imagine sasa ningi relationship ala fopete nambia na kuja kwako na kwambia hi my dearling, have you been, I've missed you, ilo tu dinye tumezoya kwambia so unaona hiyo pia. That's why tulikuwa we want somebody who's emotionally intelligent.
Read the context. Usikuwa tu umeona nime text.
Nimesema mtu wa hai maidia ushajua tena date.
But think umekuja kubluff. Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, otherwise it's been a good podcast. We've enlightened the world.
Yeah, we've told people how you've had a long past. Not the best.
But the future is so luminous. Pass us the sunglasses. The future is so bright.
Hey, watume CV kwa email gani?
Maybe you don't know. There's something with being single. Nowadays you don't. There's something with being single, being mature. Nowadays I do emails more than WhatsApp.
Actually, that is our next conversation. Listen to the next podcast.
Nowadays I do emails more than literally. Yeah.
But maybe when I wake up nowadays, I am not on Instagram, I'm on my email.
Like those times
I didn't think I would get here.
Mimi. Wewe here, wewe labda ulikuwa unanikanyaga serious. Maybe didn't think I was to get here.
Anyway, guys, atutaki kuongelelea hiyo story. Listen to it in the next podcast. See you next week. It has been a lovely, lovely podcast. I am sure by the time you're getting to this point, umebambika, you've learned, and most of all, you are entertained. Forget not to purchase our merchandise. That's at Kahawa Labda Podcast on Instagram and Kahawa Labda on TikTok. Final words of wisdom. Before I forget, how did I even forget? Tomorrow we have is it tomorrow? The day after tomorrow we have a concert.
Saturday.
So guys, make sure to purchase your tickets.
Ladies,
today.
Come see men who can sing.
I know. How did we forget that?
Come see Dylan and the squad.
You're not.
Come see Dylan and the squad.
Shut up, please. But it's a Christian. It's a Christian concert. Anyway, but guys, we have a concert on Saturday, na tickets zinafungwa leo, so make sure to get a ticket, and it starts at 4 p.m. The ticket is only 99 bob. 99 bob to enjoy good music, good orchestral music. Please make sure you come and utabambika, utapenda. Yeah, now give us your words as we wind down.
To add on what Joy had said about the concert, oh my god, I don't know if it's going to be emotional, mm-hmm. if it's going to be fun, but I know it's going to be everything.
Yeah.
Yani, the shows you've always been looking up for it, that's the show.
Yes, that's what's up. And forget not, it is a concert by Lavi. So also make sure to follow them on Instagram at Lavi, that's L-A underscore V-I-K-E.
You can even see that's the taste of their song.
Yeah, you can just see.
See the iceberg.
And ladies, I beg.
Come see Dylan on the squad.
Leave them alone.
Come see Dylan on the squad alone. Fear men who can
sing. I run. But they are nice people. So, ukibambika, omba number.
But yeah, that's true. Otherwise, happy Mashujaa Day, guys. Yeah, your heroes.
Happy Mashujaa Day. We've had fun. Sindio?
Ah, a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, sasa tutasema nini?
You guys are our heroes.
Wewe umeanza kuachocha sana sasa.
Anyway, they are our heroes.
We've come to the end, and I'm looking for my last line. What are you going to tell you? Or forget not to drink water and mind your own business. Here at Kahawa, we say cheers.
Cheers.